Hey everyone, welcome back into South Harmon. I am your host here, Eric Vanek. You can find me on X at Eric Vanek NFL, and we are back for our week 6 takeaways for our waiver wire show this week. So make sure you follow us here at South Harmon Fantasy Football right here on the YouTube channel. Make sure you like and subscribe to this video, and then also the podcast format. Any of your podcast feeds that you go to, subscribe to us on there, leave a 5-star review. We definitely would really appreciate it if you could do that. But let's get into it today. Week 5 takeaways and the week 6 waiver wire. So what were the injuries? Who do we need to be looking to pick up in our redraft leagues? And as always, our deep dynasty leagues. And as a precaution, recording this before Monday Night Football. So obviously with last week, we had the major Tyreek Hill knee injury that happened on Monday night. So that wasn't included in the pod. So if there is any major injuries tonight between Kansas City and Jacksonville, they won't be on this podcast. So let's get into the injuries. We didn't have any major injuries at quarterback this week, thank goodness. Brock Purdy did miss. Lamar Jackson did miss. I'm pretty sure Lamar Jackson is not going to play because they have a bye the week after. So I think Lamar is going to be sitting out at least 2 more weeks. And then with Brock Purdy, I'm not quite sure yet, but Mac Jones is playing really well. They might just roll with Mac another week here. So just be on the lookout for that one if you own either of those guys. Let's get into the running back injuries that did happen yesterday. We had 3 of them. So Chuba Hubbard, so that popped up late in the week, that calf injury. I think we're just going to have to keep monitoring his status, but it sounds like he may miss 1 more week, maybe 2 more weeks. So just monitor Chuba Hubbard, Rico Dowdle. Definitely a pickup if he's even out there available, which I highly doubt. Amarian Hampton, here's probably one of the biggest injuries from the week. He injured his ankle late in the game. He was seen in a walking boot after the game. So make sure you monitor Amarian Hampton's status and see if we're going to have him next week for, a fairly big game that they have next week against Miami in Miami. Miami's looking pretty solid lately, and the Chargers have dropped 2 in a row. So the Chargers need to get back on that winning streak. Antonio Gibson, that happened last night in the Sunday night game. He tore his ACL, so he will be out for the season. So it is going to be Travion Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson 1-2 punch from here on out. Wide receiver injuries, only one, and that was Darius Slayton. The hamstring injury in the fourth quarter did not come back and play in the game. So make sure you monitor Darius Slayton's status. We might have a couple more Giants receivers that end up sticking in there. And then last but not least is Brock Bowers, the PCL knee bruise. Have to monitor his status as well. Not quite sure what's going to be happening there with Brock Bowers yet, but just kind of, make sure we check him out. All right, let's get into my redraft quarterbacks this week. So that is going to be Matt Stafford versus Baltimore. We just saw Baltimore just get cooked by C.J. Stroud. And Stafford happens to be out there. I definitely want him. He did really good against San Francisco last week. So, yeah, definitely if Matt Stafford's available, he's probably one of the big pickups of the week if you need a quarterback. Next up is Daniel Jones versus Arizona. I mean, I don't know how many more leagues Daniel Jones is going to be out there in, but if he is out there, I like his matchup this week against Arizona. And then the last guy here I have is Mac Jones versus Tampa Bay. So if Mac Jones does start this week, I think he's somebody that you can consider here using in week 6. Dynasty quarterbacks, don't really have too many dynasty quarterbacks this week, but we did see Dylan Gabriel. They have talked about that Shedeur Sanders will probably start at some point this season. So I think if either of those Browns running back or quarterbacks are out there, those guys could definitely be worth a pickup as well. All right, let's get into my redraft running backs this week. So my number one redraft running back to pick up is Kendre Miller this week. So 26 snaps, 39% of the snaps. He ran 9 routes, had only 1 target, 1 catch for 8 yards, and he had 10 carries for 41 yards. So why am I telling you to pick up Kendre Miller this week? And I think it is pretty clear that Alvin Kamara is going to be traded here within the next month, I would assume. And in that case, Kendre Miller is the guy who's going to take over. And Kendre is already playing more snaps than Kamara. Snaps are pretty even between the two. So I think sooner rather than later, Kendre Miller is going to end up starting for this team, and he's going to be somebody that you want to have. So if he happens to be out there in your redraft league, just get ahead of it now and pick him up now. Next guy is Michael Carter. If he did not get picked up during your league this past week, 39 snaps, 57%. He ran 18 routes, 5 targets, 5 catches, 22 yards, and 18 carries, 51 yards, and 1 touchdown. So I think Michael Carter, if he happens to be out there, he is, you know, the favorite right now to be the number one running back for the Cardinals for the foreseeable future until Trey Benson comes back. Amari DiMercato kind of screwed up his chances, we all saw yesterday, which was not very good. All right, on to dynasty running backs now. So number one here is Tyler Beatty. So 19 snaps, 26%. He ran 16 routes, 2 targets, 1 catch for 16 yards. He just continues to be a thorn in our side for RJ Harvey. Just want to throw him out there. Like, if you just need like a best ball guy, I think Tyler Beatty's out there. And if he just catches some more balls and gets these snaps, like, he could definitely be in your best ball lineup if you need him. Next guy is Zonovan Knight, also for the Cardinals. So he played 11 snaps, which was 16%. He ran 5 routes. He had 1 target, 1 catch for 13 yards, and he had 4 carries for 11 yards and a touchdown. So I think it's kind of like a hot hand approach that they have talked about. And if Michael Carter just isn't getting it done, I think Zonovan Knight has a hell of a chance here too. So Zonovan Knight, definitely worth a pickup here for me. Next guys up, I'm going to put these guys together, and that is Hassan Haskins and Kamani Vidal for the Chargers. So 14 snaps, 21% for both guys. Haskins ran 7 routes, Vidal 6. Both had a target. 1 catch for 2 yards, 1 catch for 1 yard between them. And then the carries, Haskins 5 for 13, Vidal 4 for 18. So both of these guys are kind of split the carries if Amarian Hampton ends up missing some time. So definitely both of those guys are worth pickups this week in our deeper leagues. Next guy up here, we're going to go over the wide receivers in redraft, and that is Kendrick Bourne. 11 targets, 10 catches, 142 yards. We keep seeing Ricky Pearsall was out, Juwan Jennings was out, George Kittle's still out. Like, if these guys continue to be out, Kendrick Bourne is their number one receiver. And I think even when Jennings comes back and Pearsall comes back, I think Bourne is kind of, you know, the third wide receiver right now. So definitely want to hold on to him. Next guy up is going to be Jalen Coker. So I wanted to bring up Jalen Coker. His practice window has been opened up now, so he has 3 weeks to finally get activated. Sounds like it's probably going to take him that long to finally get activated, but I just wanted to bring up Jalen Coker. If he's available in your leagues, he might be worth a pickup here and kind of stash him here for a couple weeks. Next guy up is dynasty wide receivers, and that's DeMarcus Robinson. So 7 targets, 3 catches for 39 yards in the game on Thursday night. And I think he's a little better than Kendrick Bourne, but, you know, what do I know? So Bourne outplayed him and all that stuff. So I think DeMarcus Robinson, somebody they targeted in the offseason, I definitely want to pick him up if I can. Next up is Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. So just wanted to bring him up. He played 39 snaps, which was second on the team. 71%. He ran 29 routes, 0 targets, though. So he didn't get any targets, but he is out there a shit ton. And I think that's going to continue the rest of the season without Tyreek Hill. Next up is two Giants guys. So Jalen Hyatt is first, 34 snaps, 47%, 25 routes, 3 targets, didn't have any catches. And then Bo Collins, who is the rookie undrafted free agent, 28 snaps, 38%, 21 routes, 3 targets, and he had a catch for 7 yards. I wanted to bring both of these players up just in case Darius Slayton has a big-time hamstring injury and he's going to be out. Like, Hyatt and Bo Collins are going to sneak in there now into 3 wide receiver sets if Slayton is out a long time. So if Hyatt or Collins or both are out there for you in your deeper dynasty leagues, I think they're definitely worth a pickup. Next up is going to be Ryan Flournoy. So 34 snaps, which was 57%, 21 routes. He got the most targets on the team at 8, and he caught 6 of them for 114 yards. So by far his career day. Jalen Tolbert did nothing, a big zero for us this week. So Flournoy kind of played way over him, even though, you know, Tolbert was out there a bit, but Flournoy outproduced him by miles. So Ryan Flournoy, I think even when CD comes back and they're running, like, he's going to be their fourth receiver, or maybe fifth receiver with, you know, Turpin in there too. But Turpin missed in this game too, so that definitely affected it. But deeper leagues, I mean, there's worse people that you could pick up there, and other than Ryan Flournoy. Josh Reynolds is next for the New York Jets. 60 snaps, 74%, 41 routes run, 4 targets, 3 catches for 29 yards. I mean, it's just clearly a volume play. He is their number 2 statistical wide receiver. If he happens to fall into the end zone, he might be in your lineup that week. So, hey, we want these guys that are getting these 70% snap shares to really help us in our best ball lineups. Next guy up is Chimere Dike for the Titans. 33 snaps, which was 49%, 17 routes, 5 targets, 2 catches for 17 yards. He is just slowly and slowly getting more and more play every single week. So wanted to bring up Chimere Dike again. Next up is Tez Johnson of Tampa Bay. So he finally got a big chance to go out there, and he played 22 snaps. 36% of the snaps. He ran 19 routes on those snaps. He was targeted 4 times, caught all 4 for 59 yards. So if Tez Johnson happens to be out there in your league, I would definitely pick him up. And then last but not least is Isaac Tesla, who has finally taken over the third wide receiver role by a lot. 21 snaps last week, which is only 34%. 15 routes, 1 target, 1 catch, 12 yards, and a touchdown. Khalif Raymond only played 2 offensive snaps. So that's the big comparison there. Tesla is the new third receiver for the Lions. All right, now let's get into our redraft tight ends, and I actually have a few for you this week. So Dalton Schultz, 41 snaps, which was 59%, 23 routes, 6 targets, 5 catches for 60 yards, and he's been stepping up quite a bit. So I think if Dalton Schultz is available for you in your redraft leagues, I would definitely pick him up. Next up is Darren Waller, who has had a career resurgence here with Miami. 32 snaps, which is 58%. 27 routes, 5 targets, 5 catches, 78 yards, and a touchdown. Did most of that damage in like the first quarter, and then he didn't really get too much after that. But man, he has looked fantastic since he's been healthy and gotten on the field there from Miami. So I think if Darren Waller's out there, he's a must pick up this week in your redraft leagues. Next up is another guy I really like, and that's Theo Johnson of the Giants. 60 snaps, 82%, 35 routes, 7 targets, 6 catches for 33 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So I mentioned the Slayton injury. I think Theo Johnson really steps up in the pecking order if there's a bunch of injuries here to the Giants. So Theo Johnson, definitely somebody I would pick up. And then next is Taysom Hill. He came back this week. So just... excuse me, I just wanted to bring up Taysom Hill, that he is back. He didn't play a ton of snaps, but he did make some plays when he was out there. So just wanted to bring up Taysom Hill. And then next is going to be AJ Barner, 49 snaps, which is 80% of the snaps, 22 routes, 7 targets, caught all 7 for 53 yards and 2 touchdowns. And he is just slowly becoming their number one tight end by far, and he's getting quite a bit of usage. So AJ Barner, definitely somebody I would consider picking up this week. And then let's get into a couple of dynasty tight ends. So Julian Hill from Miami took over Tanner Connor's spot, basically 29 snaps, which was 53%. He ran 16 routes, 5 targets, 4 catches for 22 yards. So Julian Hill kind of taking that spot from Tanner Connor in our deep dynasty leagues. And then next up is going to be Albert O. So Albert Okwuegbunam, 31 snaps, 46%, 24 routes, targeted 6 times, caught 5 for 36. And this is for the Raiders. You know, with Mayer out and Bowers out, Albert O stepped up and You know, he was their primary receiving tight end there. So if those guys continue to be out, Albert O is definitely worth a pickup. And then last but not least here is Gunnar Helm. So 44 snaps, 66% led the Titans in tight end snaps. 23 routes, 5 targets, 4 catches for 34 yards here for Gunnar Helm. And he really stepped up this week. And if he happens to be out there in one of your dynasty leagues, he's definitely worth a pickup right now. Gunnar Helm, he's just starting to slowly creep in over Chigakonkwo. They pretty much were even in snaps and all that, but they're running a lot of two tight end personnel. But Gunnar Helm looked, you know, pretty good again this week, so I think he's definitely worth a pickup. Nothing here for the "What the fuck are we doing here, man?" segment, and that's a good thing. Like, these teams are running efficiently right now. They're putting the ball in the hands of the playmakers that we need. They're not, you know, doing anything too crazy personnel-wise to where it's affecting some of our star players. There's a few examples, but we already know about most of them, so it's not worth really repeating every single week. But yeah, there's definitely some interesting things going on right now in the NFL. But appreciate everybody for checking this out again. I am Eric Vanek at Eric Vanek NFL at America's Game Pod. You can follow those accounts on X. Make sure you drop a like, drop a comment down below too. Let me know who is your top pickup this week. Who's the guy that you're willing to spend a bunch of money on this week? I'd love to hear from you guys. So make sure you do that. Podcast feed, South Harmon Fantasy Football. We got all kinds of shows happening every single day on the feed. So lots of content for you there. All kinds of content across our YouTube channels as well. Sunday Start Sit Show, always one of the staples here on South Harmon. All kinds of good stuff, guys, going video-wise, audio, podcast-wise. The patreon.com/South Harmon. If you're on YouTube, the link's right there down below. Come join us, man. It's just $1 you know, per month there to join us. And it's a really good community, man. There's trade advice going all kinds of hours throughout the day, start sit decisions, just general chatter, a lot of college chatter going on right now too. So lots of good stuff over on the Discord, so make sure you guys check that out, patreon.com/South Harmon. With that, we're going to wrap it up this week. Appreciate everybody for tapping in. We will see you next week for week 7.